السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and sisters listening over the receivers, Allah تبارك وتعالى is our creator. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for man. Allah Ta'ala is the one who takes him through all the different stages from the time that the mother has conceived until the last day of the person's life in this world, the last breath of his life in this world, and then from there to the qabr or alam-e barzakh, the period of time that is between death and resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. Then again on the day of resurrection, all the different stages, the Hisab Kitab, the judgment, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decision, who should go to Jannat, who should go to hell, whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive, for what reason, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Sometimes the action may be very, very small and very minor in the eye of the person, but that is that action that may bring him Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. And some others may have done a lot of good deeds and a lot of good actions, but due to pride or due to arrogance or due to show, due to riya, all that will not be even considered. It will be totally invalid. In this world also we have examples of that. That the governments of the world, when there is a charge of treason against somebody, now if that person stands up in court and says that, but I built many hospitals, I built many clinics, and I did this and I did that, and so many schools and so much of relief work I did. Said, yes, all that in its place. But you are a rebel against the government. Look at the governments of the world with, there is turmoil at present, whether it is Libya or wherever they have already been toppled, Egypt, Tunisia, and other parts of the world also, where the government considers a person to be a rebel, fighting against the government, or not acknowledging the government. Then no matter what those people say of the good works that they have done, it is not given any consideration. They are either executed or they are put into prison. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He gives rewards. He is very kind, very merciful and very just and very fair. Allah Ta'ala is not like the governments of our world and the rulers of our world. So in this world, Allah Ta'ala rewards those people who do good deeds, good actions. For those good deeds and good actions, they will get the rewards. But in the hereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will judge on Iman. If the person had Iman, then only he will be rewarded with Jannat. Otherwise, it's not going to be considered, because it is in charge of high treason against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So as far as that is concerned, in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got his system, and wherever, whatever is happening with His will. Last night I was discussing something in the majlis which was for that audience that was there, and on the Jummah day we have another audience. And one point that came to mind, which I would like to bring to your attention now, and for those who have already heard, then it is very, very fresh if they heard it last night, that we as human beings in this world, we are not like rocks. We are not like rocks. And this, I am repeating because I was was reading one kitab this morning, and again that incident of Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz, rahmatullah alayh, was mentioned in there. Where Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz, who at one time was a leader of a gang, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him hidayat. There's no time to go into all the details, but then he got hidayat. So he made sincere tawbah, and I mentioned this in some other place also when I discussed this five nasihats of his, that after making the tawbah, the first thing that he did was start searching for those people whose goods had been stolen from them. Those people who were what we term in these days as being hijacked, because the caravans used to travel and they used to lie in ambush and ambush the caravans, and thereafter steal whatever those people had. So this Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi at that time was the leader of that gang. But Allah ta'ala gave him hidayat, one ayat of the Quran Sharif. So therefore, he starts searching for those people to return whatever he can. And that is the biggest lesson that we must take. That if a person gets hidayat and guidance after many, many years of wrongdoing and sinning, then he must not consider everything to be maaf and forgiven, because he now has become pious and righteous in the sense that he has started his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and the person is doing the business also now in a straight way. Now he's not cheating anybody. But what about those people from whom he took interest? What about those in debt people from whom he took that which was not really due, or that inheritance which he has grabbed? Islamically, he was not entitled to it, but now he's sitting with big properties. And he says, I made tawbah and I changed my life. So that's not sufficient. You've got to find those people and return. And those who do not find, and Allah Ta'ala has blessed the person now with abundance, then he must give that away as sadaqah. And say, Ya Allah, give the sawab to those people whom I cannot seem to trace anymore. So this is what he did. And then his name came in the list of those who were very, very pious and even great, great mashayikh. The silsilas are connected. So I have always mentioned this, that never ever say that this person will never change. Never ever say that this person will never change. It's not in our hands. We just don't know when that person can change. Yes, at present what he is doing, dislike that. Dislike those actions and deeds of his present, of the present time. But to say that this person will never change, that is making a very bold and loud claim which Allah Ta'ala does not like. That person may get hidayat, and this person who is saying he will never change may go astray. Who would have ever imagined, after looking at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and his anger against the Muslims, and his hatred for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and his beating up of his own sister, and his brother-in-law, when he came to know that they had accepted Islam, who would have ever expected that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will become Amirul Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the one in whose time Islam spread to distant corners of the world? And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where does he lie buried? So it's not in our control. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was no battle in which he did not fight against the Muslims and Islam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prior to his accepting Islam. And he was the one who was courageous, very brave. And any opportunity that he got, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the forefront. He was the one who in the battle of Uhud, we saw what kind of changes took place, what kind of difficulties the Muslims faced because of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu's leadership of the kuffar. But then that same Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes Saifullah, sword of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, title given by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And look at the victories after that on the side of the Muslims when he was, after he has accepted Islam. So we must never ever say that this person will never change. Make dua for the person, make nasihat. We must distance ourselves from the wrongs and dislike the wrong that he is doing. So here this Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz had made one nasihat to somebody that asked him for some advices. And the first thing that he said there is that whatever condition befalls you, always consider it as a decision and the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And just in this he covered the whole of deen. Conditions will befall the person, and this is what I was talking about that last night. I mentioned that a Muslim is not like a rock. A mu'min is not just like a rock that is standing somewhere, and the rain and the wind and the thunder and the lightning, nothing seems to affect that rock. There are some rocks standing for thousands of years and nothing has affected it. They are still standing like that. So a Muslim is not like that. Yes, when it comes to istiqamat and steadfastness on deen, then he must be like the rock. If it comes to steadfastness, then he must be like that. But otherwise, different conditions will befall him. He's not a person that will not take effect from anything that is happening around him. Summer, winter, autumn, spring, anything it is, but it doesn't affect the rock. But we are like those trees. I was explaining that we are like those trees that are standing there. Sometimes it is spring and we find beautiful flowers, beautiful fragrances from those beautiful flowers permeating the atmosphere. In the same way, the leaves of those branches of those trees giving lovely shade to people when it is a hot day, and so much of other advantages and benefits whilst it is in full bloom, while it is lush and green. And then after spring, the summer comes, it already starts affecting this tree. Then will come autumn. Then we say the leaves are slowly falling. And then in winter it becomes completely barren. And then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends some showers. He sends down some rainfall. And all that which had dried up and had become barren, suddenly it is again full of bloom and full of beauty and full of glory. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. So it takes effect from the changing weather. Like that, this Muslim, there will be different kinds of conditions that will fall. It will be sometimes conditions of good health, prosperity, happiness, joy, conditions of good wealth, good children, good everything that is coming towards this person. But then he will still be affected. He can never stay in that condition all his life. With all that, there will be sometimes a shedding, as we say, of those leaves. And sometimes those flowers have withered and fallen. So like that, sometimes a person's brother is taken away. Sometimes his mother is gone. Sometimes his father has passed away. Sometimes that beautiful flower of his, that beautiful child of his is gone. Now all these things are those effects of the different weather conditions, as we may call it. But in all these conditions, this Muslim, this believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his iman, his yaqeen, his trust and his faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is solid. So therefore he believes that whatever condition is befalling me is a decision and will of my Allah. And he is the hakim and he is the hakim. He is the one who is going to decide. It's not that I am going to have some parliamentary sitting and some cabinet meeting and then make some decision. Allah ta'ala is going to make the decision. He has given us a willpower and we must make use of that willpower. We must make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But when it comes to the decision, it is going to be Allah Ta'ala's decision. Whether that medication will be a means of cure or a means of reaching the Qabristan. That Hakim Saab's story is very well known, that he was not a very good Hakim, and most of the people that he used to treat, unfortunately that medication used to have adverse effect. So one day he was passing by the one Qabristan and he had his hand over his eyes. So somebody asked him that, what is the problem, Hakim Saab? He said, the problem is this, I'm ashamed of the people lying in this Qabristan and graveyard because most of them reached there with my medication. So that's why I'm feeling ashamed. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows whether it's going to be a cure or what it is going to be. So this is what he had said. So I'm saying that we will be faced with different kinds of conditions. Look at the tests and the trials that came upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. Look at the tests and trials that came upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But they did not waver, they did not shake the sukoon of their heart, and that is the important thing. that the tranquility of their heart was not affected. I mentioned when discussing sickness and illness, that the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali thing was mentioned. He said that if in a sickness the person's ibadat is not affected, meaning that the person's namaz is not affected. While he's unconscious, he's in coma, that's a different thing. But when he's conscious, then at that time his namaz is not affected, meaning if he cannot stand and read, he'll sit and read, cannot sit and read, lie down and read, even if the clothes are not very parked and all that, that he's not, to whatever extent he can keep it parked, but otherwise just face the Qibla, make tayammum, but make namaz. So that person, if this sickness of his is bringing him closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is increasing his remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is not putting him into more negligence and indifference. And that sickness, the person is blessed with people who are there to care, to show compassion, kindness, mercy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the person people who are there to care for the person, to show compassion, mercy, kindness, whether it's doctors, whether it's other friends, whether it's family members. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not burden that person with such kind of deaths due to that sickness and illness, that that person, as I mentioned, that when those bills start coming, then it's another sickness. So it must not be like that. There again, Allah Ta'ala's assistance and mercy and help, that it is easily sorted out. And then, as I said, that this sickness makes the person remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala more. He said, then that is a sign that it is a rahmat from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's a mercy from Allah Ta'ala. But because we are extremely weak, so therefore we don't ask. We say, Ya Allah, because sickness is your mercy, therefore send sickness. Because poverty can be sometimes mercy, so therefore send poverty. Oh Allah, weakness can sometimes be mercy, so therefore send weakness. Doesn't mean that. What it means is that we must ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. That, oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours, so therefore give us afiyat and salamati. Even if it is in the form of rahmat, then change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. If the poverty is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good wealth. In the same way, if the person's weakness is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of strength. Now, that is what we should be asking. But if it comes, then the person exercises patience and sabr. And in that sabr, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ, the person gets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Making use of the means, he's still getting Allah ta'ala. So this is what Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned. That whatever conditions befall you, consider that as being from Allah Ta'ala. Don't complain of Allah Ta'ala. We must not complain of Allah Ta'ala. Many, many people from around the world, many times they write, I made this dua, I read this ayat, I did this, I did that, and I read some wazifa, but still, Allah is not listening to me, na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala hasn't changed my condition. I am still unemployed. I still can't seem to find a wife. Or my marital problems are still not solved. So, na'uzu billah, it means that we are losing our faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala, and all that wazifa and that namaz and the roza and zakat and ibadat and everything we are doing just so that our marital problem may be solved. Is that the purpose of all this ibadat? We must do it for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and turn towards Him and beg of Him and cry before Him, because Allah Ta'ala loves the person who cries before Him. That example again I'm going to repeat because a new audience. I said this is the only thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not possess. When we go to somebody, we would like to take a gift to that person which the person does not have in his possession. If a person has got one dozen watches of a certain make and we take the same kind of watch and give it to that person, he will accept it, but it's not going to really make him very happy. If a person has got anything that he in abundance and plentiful, and we take the same thing and give it to him as a gift, they're not going to make him very happy, although he will accept it and thank the person. But something that the person does not have in his possession, and something that he dearly loves, if we have to give that to that person, then he'll get very happy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is the one who has got all treasures with him. He is the one who is blessing the entire mankind and the jinn kind and all worlds that are in existence. The world of the angels, the world of human beings, the world of the fish, the world of the animals, the world of the creatures, all these are different worlds. Who is providing for them risk and sustenance? Who is giving them all their needs? It is Allah Ta'ala. So He is not short of anything. There is no shortage. He is the one who is providing. The only thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is not appropriate that he should possess, and that is weakness of any kind. That is what kind of an Allah that will be who is weak. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he likes to see in the banda, in the servants, an expression of that helplessness. That, oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Our actions, our deeds are not worthy of presentation before you. What can we really present before you? Can we really do justice to the ibadat that we are doing? We all know the condition of our ibadat. So therefore we say, oh Allah, we are presenting to you nothing but our mountains of sins and our ocean of sins. And we are saying that you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are the one who really loves forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anna, or fa'afu anni, he said. Now this dua very clearly shows that something that is most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they repent, sincere repentance. I mean, the person pledges that I won't return to this sin again. Accidentally again he committed, he makes tawbah. But not that the person becomes persistent and says, well, I'll make tawbah and commit sin, make tawbah and commit sin. So this is something that is most pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore he expresses before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala his helplessness and presents this as a gift to Allah ta'ala. He says, I want you to, over the sins of mine, pass the pen of forgiveness. Write down forgiveness or delete all my sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that. So I mentioned an analogy. I said, if a child does not require any kind of qualification to receive gifts. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. That's the whole bayan I gave on. So here, there's no time, but we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, don't allow our hearts to go crooked after we have given us hidayat. لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. And then وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And from your side, give us a very, very special gift. Gift, we are saying, هَبْ لَنَا. A very special gift. And what is that special gift? It is istiqamat on deen. Steadfastness on deen. And husn-e khatima. Good death. So there we are saying because innaka antal wahhab, ay li annaka antal wahhab, because you are the bestower of abundant amount of gifts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the greatest bestower of gifts. So I said there we are saying that, oh Allah, because you are wahhab. So here also, say, oh Allah, you are wahhab. And we are asking you to gift us forgiveness. It's not that we are deserving. We haven't got any qualification for this forgiveness. For gift, you don't need qualification. If a person is giving gift to his father, his mother, that is, ask the mother and father, what qualifications you got? Show me your degrees. When the baby is born, all the gifts that the parents shower upon the babies, what qualification does that baby have? Does that baby have some chain of degrees? It is nothing but helplessness. The baby is helpless, absolutely useless, and absolutely worthless at that stage. But it is because of the love of the child that the parents shower the child with gift, with care, with compassion, with mercy and kindness. We say, oh Allah, we are like that baby, we are absolutely helpless, we are absolutely useless and worthless. But my beloved Allah, that is our qualification, that we are worthless and useless. Just like that mother shows compassion, mercy and kindness and grabs the baby in her arms and cares for the baby irrespective of how many times that baby gets messed in diarrhea. But the mother has never shunned, if it's a true mother. She won't say, how many times am I going to change your nappy and throw the baby out of the house? Just like that, oh my Allah. No matter how many times we may have sinned and we may have disobeyed you, but you are merciful, you are kind, you are wahhab. Therefore we are asking you, my beloved Allah, you are ghafoorul rahim. So turn towards us with mercy. You are kareem. Kareem is also the one who gives to people who are not deserving. Without deserving, the one who gives. So there is a Kareem Zat. So Ya Allah, you are Kareem. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul af, fa'afu anna. So in this way, inshallah, whatever condition will come upon the person, the tranquility of the heart of the person will not be disturbed. Outside conditions will not disturb the tranquility of the heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardships of the ummah around the globe, of mankind around the globe, and all those who are sick and ailing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them complete shifa, sihat, afiyat. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us His, and He must become ours. Allah ta'ala must bless everyone with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.